The 98th running of the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb is virtually days away. It's coming up on August 30th. Joining me on KRDO's Newsline, Don Wickstrom. Don is driving a 911 GT3 Cup car. There's a great story there. Don's own story is very inspiring. You're going to love hearing about Don. Don, I got to tickle you in the ribs just a little bit as we get started. You are known as a rookie, and your crew messes with you a little bit over that, you say.
Yeah. It's tough to be here last year and have a rookie status and crash and never be able to get over that rookie status. So I'm back this year as a rookie yet again because I wasn't able to race.
Yeah, but you know what? It sounds like what you've shared with me already is that crash may be the best thing that could have happened to you and the car you call
Bernice. Yeah.
We're going to tell everybody about that story in a minute, too.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Bernice, I don't know if I mentioned this, but her name means one that brings victory.
Yes, it has biblical origins, and that's one of the most interesting things about your background, in addition to a couple of personal notes we're going to add here today. Last year, you were slated to compete, but you crashed during a practice run. What happened?
Well, I tell everybody the driver ran out of talent. you know, we're not sure. The data was exactly the same from my run before to the second run, and we're just suspecting, you know, cold tires. The tires were a little cooler, and I tell everybody I ran out of talent. My crew chief won't tell me that, but that's the way I feel.
What we know you as is the fastest pastor.
Yeah, I'm known as the fastest pastor. I can't say I live up to that name. Definitely when it comes to Pikes Peaks, that would be Lane's. He definitely is the fastest pastor, but we actually picked it because the marketing group that helped me pick the name, they said that was the closest one they could find that still had a pastor in it. They felt like that was important. So here we are.
You got several top 10 wins doing that short track racing that you were doing for a while.
Yeah, you know, we were always very competitive. I think consistency is what paid off, and we've always had this saying in the pits, you know, you can't win a race unless you finish it. And my crew chief, which, you know, lovingly known as Chubby, he passed away just a month and a half ago. But he used to laugh at me because he told me I was way too nice to do circle track racing, and that's why I didn't have more wins. So when I called him last year to tell him I was going to do Pikes Peak, he said, that's perfect. You're not racing against anybody, and you have no fear. You're just racing a mountain. So, yeah, here we are.
Man, well, and talk about no fear. And you have had a very challenging year. You've had a little bit of a lot of a challenge to deal with, but you've had a couple of little blessings to talk about in the last year, about a year ago, too.
Yeah, actually, ironically enough, Ted, on my way to High Plains last year, right before Pikes Peak for testing Bernice, my wife called me about 2 miles from the track to inform me that we were pregnant with twins.
Wow.
And so I got two little blessings who are just about 7 months old now.
Yeah.
And Dad from home.
And what are their names?
Dash and Dana.
Uh-huh.
And as you can guess it, Dash is race-inspired.
There it is. Now, you are fighting one other battle. You have not let that slow you down. You say you feel the best you have in years. What you got going on in your personal life?
Yeah, so 2 years ago, I got diagnosed with colon cancer from my doctor, and you know, we've been battling it, and that was part of the reason that really got me looking at Pikes Peak. I had a friend of mine who encouraged me to click something off my bucket list since it wasn't looking so good, and I'll tell you what, I feel super good. I feel blessed that I'm here, because honestly, last year, I wasn't sure if I'd be able to return. You know, my health just, you never know, especially with us fighting it holistically and naturally, but we are doing good. We're winning, and I'm 100% confident in the next year here. Hopefully we'll have it kicked.
And so that's why I say you are a true inspiration to Dash, to Dana, to everybody who watches and follows you. You are an active pastor in your church in Wisconsin, from where you come from. You come from Monroe, Wisconsin. You got a 2013 997 Porsche. You built that in partnership with Kelly Moss. And this year you're going to be over 600 horsepowers and you brought out the last year the flat six engine. Well, and you got more downforce going. You are ready for race day. We are excited to see you coming up that mountain. Don Wickstrom, the 911 GT3 Cup Car, the 2013 model, Pikes Peak Open Class. We cannot wait to see you tackle that mountain this year.
Well, thank you very much, Ted. I feel honored, and thank you to all my sponsors and my fans.